Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, America.
Buenos dias.
Yeah, good morning. We are so excited to be here with you guys this morning at our Mornings at the Mansion show. And we are just, wow.
Yes.
Overwhelmed today.
Overwhelmed.
With what? Just gratefulness, right?
Yes, for this is a day that the Lord has made.
And we will rejoice and be glad in it. Yes, and we are really glad. Can
yes.
y'all see? We're
yes.
glad. Okay.
Yes.
We're glad about it. We are in our warrior mode,
yes,
our
yes.
sold out mode.
Yes.
And we are here and we're coming. We're coming strong today because
yes.
the Lord has an amazing word for our hearts today as
yes.
we continue to line up even the more.
Yes.
He's calling us into the place of the deep, you know, as we begin to really take it serious.
Yes.
This real true walk,
yes.
you know,
yes.
of accountability and love
yes.
and all those things that really wave the flag of the attributes of the Spirit of God and how we can really, you know, resonate higher.
Yes.
Really,
yes.
right?
Yes.
It's,
yes.
it's just
and it's all to glorify Him,
yes.
you know, because He's worthy to be glorified.
He really is. And I just thank God for you. And by the way, America, I am Marlo Mosey, your host, and I am here with
Laura Kelly,
my co-host.
Co-host.
Yes. So feel free to tune in every Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. at our Mornings at the Mansion show at blogtalkradio.com/mansion. Okay. We want to encourage our callers to feel free to call in today. Our call-in number is 646-668-2247. So tune in and kind of chime in and talk about this amazing thing that we want to talk about today,
yes.
which is stewardship.
Yeah.
Stewardship, because I tell you what, a lot of people really don't understand how important it is to become great stewards.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, but how to stay great.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
In that place
yes.
of stewardship. And a lot of times when people talk about stewardship, we think it's just about what we have, you know, our finances, our stuff, and it is. It's a great part of that, but it's all about who we are to in our heart, stewarding our heart, stewarding our mind, stewarding our body, okay?
Yes. Yes.
That's amazing because a lot of times people want to do all, you know, we get kind of caught up in doing one thing right and not collectively having a great balance.
Yes. Yes.
So that's the call today, the clarion call, America. Of the balance of what we're called in stewarding today. We're taking this real serious, so I just pray that you guys are really going to be able to tune in and resonate on the word. You know, Laura?
Amen. Amen. I'm excited.
I
God
too.
Is good.
Yes, He is. So I know you kind of got little bits and pieces of what God is talking about today, because even though I don't call you with the depth of it,
yeah.
we just kind of have that title in those scriptures. But I know the Lord really ministered to you quite a bit last night before you,
yeah.
for this new day.
Mm-hmm.
So what was He really resonating with you today?
With me, it's just what He's entrusting me with, the calling that He has for me to win souls. Because I have a compassion for winning souls.
Oh, yes.
and I always hear Him say, if I could trust you with little, I could trust you with much.
Amen.
And it's like, where do I start, God? It start where you at.
That's it.
And so I try to get involved in everything that I can because it's just a passion for me. And so, but you know, it's where we grow.
Yeah.
And it's hard times. There's times that things happen that I don't understand. But I know He's watching me. He knows everything. And He's watching to see if He can trust me. He's like, you hear it. I can trust you so much. And sometimes when there's hard times, when we're going through trials, when things happen, I see a lot of things. And I'm one to encourage. No, don't give up. This is when you need to push.
Yeah.
And until something happens, you know, pray until something happens.
Right.
And but I'm learning. You know, I'm still learning. I have my moments where I'm sometimes like, I get tired. I want to give up. And,
yeah.
and I'm like, nope. God's trusting me.
But
so
you know what?
We
all flow in that place.
Yes.
Even I love to address the clergy because
yes.
I just have a heart for the clergy
uh-huh.
because I really believe that people kind of leave them out because they,
yes.
they think that when you have a call on you or to pastor,
uh-huh.
you know,
uh-huh.
a church or to lead, whatever we're leading in leadership
uh-huh.
for the kingdom, they seem to leave out the clergy because they think that these are people that's really already got it all together.
Yes.
You know, and they don't have any issues
yes.
or And
he wants people with issues.
Yeah.
Because they're about to show who he is.
But check it out. These are the people that the enemy comes after the most.
Yes, yes,
you know,
yes.
He comes after the men and women of God.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
People that are really sold out to lead.
Yes.
You know, because
yes.
When you pastor, you have a major accountability and responsibility for the souls of people, you know. And my prayer is that they will always remember to go after the one and leave the 99.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Because she's the one that you least expect God is going to write up.
That's
a lot. The ones that most people give up.
Yeah.
And that's why my prayer every day is that God, give me more of your love, mercy, and grace, because then I won't give up to nobody. Because I see a lot of people trying to give up. I'm guilty of doing that. And God said, "What? When I gave up on my brother, the one that everybody gave up on, and he's the one that he raised up, and now he's winning souls." And
isn't
he's
that
the
awesome?
One. And I was like, "So God, show me something. See, when everybody gave up
that's
and you
right.
gave up, and I had to repent. I said, I'll never do that again. I'm gonna continue to pray, not give up, and watch what I
see." But I think it's because we look at the outward, and not at the heart, and as you know, men and women of God, we want people so. Drastically come on in, but you have to respect people and to know they will come in their own time.
In their own time.
And God's timing is so perfect. It's not about our time, but
yeah.
we just wanted to put that out there.
Yeah.
I don't know where we went,
but
there.
It's like
okay. So what we're gonna do, y'all know what time it is. It is time to go to our most amazing commercial break. And when we come back, we will really ram up this whole stewardship lifestyle, and we'll be right back.
I feel so complete when I'm with you. Curiosity for you drew me into your world. My mind's so amazed by the words you speak. Feel so safe in your arms. All my fears melt away, but
back, America, to our Mornings at the Mansion show. We are back, and we are ready to wrap it up in full gear with this amazing topic of stewardship. And as we were kind of elaborating on earlier, stewardship is way more than what we have. It is who we are. You know, it's a lifestyle. That's how you're going to walk it out every single day. No method, no rhyme or reason. Just wake up, being the best person you can be, taking care of all the amazing things that God has given you, which is mainly our minds and our hearts.
Yes.
We're going to talk about a little bit of all that other stuff. We're going to go to the Word of God today. And our base scripture for this topic today is Psalms 23:1. So that is where we're going to go today, Laura. So you ready? Go ahead,
right,
girl. Bring it on out, girl. Right. Let's do it.
And the Word of God, those letters say, Psalm 24:1, the earth belongs to the Lord in its fullness, the world and those who dwell in it.
Okay. That's a wrap. That's, and you know what I love about the Word of God? I love how he is detailed but simple,
mm-hmm.
all at the same time, because all he's saying in this scripture is that everything, the earth and everything in it is me and you and you and all of you. Okay? That's everything and everybody, you know. And I tell you what, he really wants us, today we're going to break these fundamentals down, and we're going to have four main components that we talk about today, about the basic principle of ownership, because that's the mindset. You have to think about the principle of the ownership and the fundamental topic about the principle of it. And the thing about that is, because we all right now are in a atmosphere of a biblical mindset, right? So we want to talk about biblical ownership. God owns everything. A lot of people say, well, you know, I go to work every day, I work hard, I bought this, this mine, that's my car, that's my this, but really it's not.
Mm-hmm.
The word here in Psalms 24 says that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and all they that dwell in it. So we don't even belong to our own self. We belong to him and everything we have. And I tell you what, when you really get a hold of that thing, because even, you know, as a person that really is a feeder and dealing with people and trying to teach them how to, like, let go, because I really believe it's the place to trust.
Yeah.
That's the hardest place. Do you find that? Did you find that in your journey?
Because this, when I draw closer to him and I start getting more understanding about who he is, then it's exciting, you know, and this is awesome, God.
Yeah, he really is. He really is. And I think the thing about that, too, is we have to really understand that. Well, first of all, when you understand that nothing is ours, it's all God, even our finances. And we're going to talk about some finances today, America. And the reason we're going to talk about that is because a lot of people can really trust God with almost everything, all the way down to their healing. They can be really broken and have these main things and issues in their body, and they're like, I believe
that's
the least place.
That's
right. But once you get that least place down, because healing is a major thing to ride in. It really is.
Yeah.
But you can't. So God is looking at you like, really?
Yeah.
I'm just not understanding that.
Yeah.
But although he knows our mind and our heart, you know what I'm saying? And that is what we're here to do. You know what? I'm a ride in this life, and I dare you to taste and see that the Lord is good. Okay, I dare you because He is good.
Yes,
you know, but you need to see that for yourself.
Yes,
because you're gonna see it in me. You're gonna see it in Laura, but you need to see it for yourself.
Yes.
You know.
And one thing about God, that's one area where He says, "Test me."
Yeah,
just try me.
Try me. That's what I'm saying.
And it's like, you know, like you know, like He's so faithful that when you do it and you're obedient, like the things that he does, like when I pray and I say, God, you know, I have all these bills. And I say, oh, by the way, they're not mine.
Oh,
they're yours.
Give them back. That's
right. I say, thank you, Lord, that you got this because they're your bills. They're not mine. When I pray for my children, God, you deal with my son or you deal with whatever I'm going through, because it's your situation.
Right.
I might, but your word says, and then I go to his word and I start giving it to him. So, you know, enticing and everything. And then I, when I see the manifestation, because you reap what you sow.
Yeah,
oh my gosh, you reap what
you
sow. And there's been times that God healed me from an earache, and God healed me from my body was paralyzed, and I just started praying, and I sow financially, spiritually, and the more I receive, the more I want to just release it, because he's worthy, and because it's for his glory, and everything's temporary.
That's true.
And when I see him do the healing, you know, my body, my earache, and I didn't have to go to a doctor.
That's right.
I didn't have to, you know, pay. Even though he does use doctors and medication,
right,
but
right.
I've seen healings where they took place. But I believe that it's because you reap what you sow.
You do. Come on.
Spiritually,
now.
Financially, in every way. So I get excited when God tells me to give, I give.
And you know, I can testify to that one. I met you in that place. You rolled up on me like that.
I wanted to buy every shirt.
It was just
the matter of Jesus.
It was.
I was so give it to me. I don't care if I have one penny left in my account. Give me all your shirts.
America, this is the truth, America.
It's the truth. Yes.
I want to
go bless everybody.
Girl, when,
shirt, I
mean, right? Look at her. Look at her, America. When I met that duplication. Okay, duplication and multiplication. When I met Laura Kelly, I was blown away. It was like, here, Michael Jackson. I'm sorry. America. Okay, this is, I tell you what, we're going to have to start. Hallelujah. We're going to have to start actually taping the commercials, because that's real, that radical play. When we go to commercial, we go somewhere else. We don't go to commercial. But I tell you what, thank God for that. I thank God for you, Laura, because you are such a contagious Christian. Good morning, Sister Janice Bowditch. And we have never forgotten that she elevated us, and well, she really signified us with a signature of being contagious Christians, because I never really, you know, could describe the depth of the animation.
Okay.
Until she came, and I was like, that's it. That's what it is. You know, contagious, blowing the wind. But I tell you, thank God for you, Laura. And I'm just, I was really trying to really, I want America to know I was going to do my ponytails this morning, and I'm glad I did, because, hello, you are flowing, and that hair is going, and it's beautiful. So I just thank God for you. But we're going to stay in that lane of stewardship and just kind of talking about the nuggets of who we are and, you know, making sure that everyone is mindful that God owns everything. We are simply just managers or administrators acting on his behalf.
That's right. That's right.
That's what we're doing.
That's right.
And keeping it simple. Because I think with the body of Christ, we really try to blow things up and out of proportion. And then we want to carry these titles. We're so title driven today. And just being simple, just plain old Laura. Or just plain old Marlo. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
Right,
instead of, I'm the evangelist and you're going to bow down.
No. That's right.
But people do that.
Yeah.
They do that. And you remember last week when we talked about the reset button and we were studying the Pharisees?
Yes, yes.
Girl, I ain't met so many Pharisees since then.
Oh,
my gosh. And I don't like want to point the finger at nobody, but I'm like, God, you are revealing all these Pharisees.
And that's when you want to check yourself and make sure that you're not doing that. I'm like, okay, Lord. I'll pray for them, but please help me not be like that, because in the past I've been guilty.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, I can't be doing that. That's not right, you know?
Yeah.
So we learn and we grow.
That's true. And you just want to help people and sit them down and, you know, and own your own time and ministering to them. But at the same time, you have to be mindful to know that people really aren't ready.
Yeah.
And that's the big thing, is you have to meet people where they're at.
Where they're at.
Yeah. Right. And you can't, like, push it down their throat or mandate them to do. But when they are ready, that's what's so amazing.
Yeah.
When they are ready and you see that, you know. So we just pray that you guys are ready to really go elevate higher in your place of stewardship.
Yeah.
And hearing the word of God and hearing his voice every day, because a lot of times we are just get so caught up, you know, wanting to get everything done. I mean, you hear it every day. You know, in that place of just releasing and letting go. Because I remember when we were ministering and I was, I just was, you know, once I get on the road, they have to pull me back in. But I'm like, you know, I'm just at that place. I'm just sold out, and nothing is mine. And I just want to give it all away.
Yeah,
I want to give
it,
like, you already know. You already know, girl. You there too, Laura. You just want to give it all away. It's like, what's happening? You know, throw it in the air and say, hello, America.
This is all from Jesus.
Yes.
From God.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
He gave it to me. He'll give it to you, you know.
Isn't that awesome?
He's looking for a willing heart, you know.
You want us to be what? Sold out.
Sold out.
Sold out. I'm so. Hezekiah? You coming, Hezekiah? I hear you. Yes, but we're going to stay in the Word of God today. We're going to go to Genesis 1 and 1, okay? So you want to read that one for us, Laura?
Yes. And it says, God's love letter. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
Everything.
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 America, everything.
Everything.
And all that's in it. Okay. And
in
the word 24 says, Psalms 24 says, and all that dwells, right?
Yes.
So we're living in it, we in it, and we belong to him.
Mm-hmm.
Just
mm-hmm.
that simple. But God created everything, and I tell you, we have to remember that God, remember that your God, for everything he gives you, the ability to produce wealth.
Yes.
He gives us the ability, the dominion, the power. He gives us everything. Mm-hmm. You know, and we it just depends on what we're going to do with it.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of that, too, in phase two, where we're going to go to principle two, is the principle of responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
See, now that's another lane.
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole nother lane, America, because people get stuff and they're irresponsible.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to do, but check this out. This is what I'm finding. They want to do everything that they want to do with their money or their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then they want to come to you
mm-hmm.
for you to do mm-hmm. what's right for them with your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's yeah. irresponsible
exactly.
living
yeah.
and story.
That's right. And that's why I thank God that I'm learning that to trust him. And but I always say, God, I know you have greater things for us. You're going to reap your promises. I said, but if my heart's not right, I said, I don't want it. I said, you release it with my heart.
That's right.
So every day I ask him, where's my heart for you?
That's right.
You know, so, because he says, if I trust you with little, I can trust you with much.
Right.
And this is all for his purpose. For his purpose.
And that's what we're talking about
yeah.
today. That he gives us ability, but we all have to know that it's all, we have to have a kingdom mindset
yeah.
and that we're kingdom driven
yeah.
and that we're responsible and accountable
yeah.
for the things that he gives us.
Yeah.
And then not only just the things, but for who we are.
Yeah.
You know, our relationships.
Yeah.
You know, how valuable is your friendship? Are you, you know, are you stewarding that friendship?
Yeah.
Because we have to do that.
Yes, and to stay humble too, you know, when he does release, because God's been releasing a lot of blessings in my life, and I see many others too, but, you know, I'm like, God, I want to be humble, you know, and I see people talking down about those people going through hard times,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, no, wait a minute. We need to pray. We need to help them. You know, God's blessing you for you not to compare yourself or talk down when somebody's going through hard times. You're supposed to help them, bless them, because we're no better.
That's right.
And that's what I've been learning, you know, that to stay humble. You know,
a lot of times we do, we think that that we're going to actually, you know, when we think about things like that, we want to go ahead of people
mm-hmm.
and leave them behind.
Yes,
you know what I'm
yes,
saying?
Yes.
But you can't. You know, that's like back to that mindset of the 99.
Mm-hmm.
You have to leave the 99 and go
yeah.
get the one.
And that's why I love you, Marlo, because you're always wanting to lift up and encourage other and help others. And I'm like, I'm just like you. I'm the same way. You know, that's why I know God brought us together, because we're about being about God's business and helping others.
Right.
Because when we all connect, woo, watch out, world. Watch out, America.
Dangerous. And on that note, America, we'll be right back in the danger zone.
Yes,
okay?
Right.
The best in you. Happiness is believing anything is possible. Yeah, beauty is skin deep. Baby, that's all I see in you. So simply take my hand and let go. You should know. Game.
Mornings at the Mansion Show, and we're going to address our callers right now. So callers, feel free to call in, and our call-in number, and that is 646-668-2247. Welcome back, Laura.
Welcome back.
Okay.
Bienvenidos.
Yes, yes, yes. Talk to our people and let them know that we love them, and we encourage them to call as well.
Yes.
Because you can communicate with them in your language.
Yes.
So we would love that, and I'm going to learn that.
Yes.
Okay, but I do speak it. I speak another language.
Yes.
But it's just the Holy Ghost language. Okay. So we were like in our topic of stewardship and the portion of responsibility. We're going to kind of roll into the principle of accountability. Okay. Because that's the thing, America. We all have to have an accountability part.
Yes.
We really do, because that's the person that's going to pull our coattails
mm-hmm.
and say, hey, you're going a little too far to the left.
Mm-hmm.
And you go a little far to the right.
Mm-hmm.
This is a child of mine. I have a person that says, don't talk in text. Don't drive in text. Don't do that. Do not do that. Don't talk to your husband that way. Don't do
oh,
that.
Yes.
Are you sure you got that? Are you like, I mean, I got one. I do. And I'd be like, that's real love.
Yes.
And that made me think
yes.
of Mary J.
Real
right.
love.
Yeah. I'm talking about some real love. Yeah. Yes, that's that Mary J. place. Y'all know we love Jesus, but we love Mary too. Okay, so we just want to kind of, let, you know, serve notice to the enemy. I have my own accountability partner.
That's right.
And I know you have.
Yes.
Susan Swearinger.
Yeah.
We go ahead and call her out. Go ahead and call her out. I love it, though, but we are all stewards of resources. Okay? We have abilities and opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
That he entrusts in us and he entrusts in our care.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he wants us to really care about the things that we have
mm-hmm.
and the people in our lives
mm-hmm.
and what we're thinking and what we're not, what we're saying and what
mm-hmm.
we're not saying. We have to be very mindful
yes.
and be stewards. And that's kind of like, well, you know, we don't have it on our notes today, but where James talks about we have to guard our tongue.
Mm-hmm.
We have to watch what we say, even in our own realm. Watch what we say concerning the matters of who we are.
Yes.
And then, you know, that's a place where people come into our atmospheres to where they can feel safe.
Yes. That's right.
You know, because it's safety in camp, and that is a place of accountability. You know, stewardship, you know, in our relationship. So that's an amazing thing, because God really does. Because one day, each of us will be called to give an account.
Right.
Of how we have managed.
That's right.
Okay. So that's serious. Even though it sounds really simple and no. That's a real place that God really is calling us into the deep
mm-hmm.
to where, what are you doing? How are you doing it? How are you managing your friendships and relationships? And are you being a steward? Are you
mm-hmm.
showing people how to really be a friend?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because some people don't even know how. Because they've been in so many jacked up ships.
Yes.
You
yes.
know, and then they get the mentality, well, you know what? If they don't care, I don't care. And if that's how they're going to do me. And then that you become who you are of the, you know, atmosphere you allow yourself to be saturated in,
yes.
right?
Yes, yes. Susan was doing a Bible study this Sunday, and there was a person from the shelter that's been coming, and he said to her, you're a true person of the word. You're a true person of God. And she looked at her, and he goes, I could tell when people talk and they teach, he goes, you have a true heart.
Mm-hmm.
And Susan was just like, I'm like, yes, she does. So, you know,
yeah.
people,
they see it. They do. And then we definitely have to be careful in that lane.
Yes.
Because we are men and women of God, and we mm-hmm. declare that to the world. But how are we acting?
Mm-hmm.
What are our hearts like? Because
mm-hmm.
we were reading last week in the scripture where, the word told us that our issues flow from our heart.
Mm-hmm.
And then not only our issues, but we found out everybody got issues.
Everybody.
Okay.
So we need to look in the mirror every day.
Yeah. Don't be adamant like you ain't got no issues, America, because we all have them.
And Susan always tells people, we used to say, the church was perfect until we walked in.
Hello. And what's so amazing about that, Christ is really not coming back, but he's coming back for the perfect church.
Yes.
He's not coming back until we get it right.
That's right.
And we
that's
are
right.
the church.
We
it's
are
not the
church.
Building.
That's right.
Because that's how people think, I'm going to go to church. No,
yeah.
we are the church coming to the building.
We are the
okay?
church wherever we go.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that is who we are. So we just want to bring awareness to, you know, the mindset and, and, you know, plead the kingdom cause of the shift of the mindset that we would all come up.
Mm-hmm.
And be able to walk on a whole new dimension of accountability, responsibility, of stewardship, and not just over our lives or it's about the, those that dwell in. It's about everything what God said. That he owns everything. I know. I'm an inventory. Don't stress about money or this and that, you know, and know that he will provide because he sometimes, it's down to the left. Just learning that, you know, when he talks about it. We don't want you to get it twisted. But y'all know what we're going to do right now. We're going to commercial and we'll be right
ladies, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. It's called the Jewel of Pantego. The Jewel of Pantego, also known as the Mansions on Park Row. They have everything. Yes, everything. Hairstylists, beauty and skincare specialists, massage therapists, fitness, and even a clothing and bridal boutique that has its own fashion designer and stylist. That's right, at the Mansions on Park Row, you'll find all that you need to look and feel your very best. Located at 2700 West Park Row Drive in Pantego, Texas. Come by and get pampered from head to toe. You've earned it.
Hey ladies, have you heard about the Anthony Michelle Experience? Let me tell you, it's one of the most exciting things that could happen to you. You've heard them talk about it. That is, that magic factor. It is what you'll be feeling when wearing an Anthony Michelle design. Anthony Michelle custom-made clothes and accessories are designed with you in mind. The real woman. From casual to business, cocktail to evening, Anthony Michelle has something that will set you apart from the rest. Oh, and yes, for you travelers, jet setters out there, she even provides resort and swimwear available year-round. If you're looking to establish your own sense of style and be different, Anthony Michelle has something for you. Located at 2706 West Park Road Drive in Pantego, Texas. Get a feel of the Anthony Michelle Experience.
We are back, America. Welcome back to our Mornings at the Mansion show. And we are having such an amazing morning here with these just these nuggets of stewardship. And as we're ministering to you all, we're also ministering to ourselves, you know, and learning more and more because there's something about that open place, you know, because we can all study the word and read and do what we do, you know, it's the format. But when you have an open discussion and when you can, you know, because the Lord already says that, you know, when two or more, or here, he's in the midst. And that's what makes it even more tangible as we resonate on it, you
that's
know, and talk about it and bring awareness to the depth of it. And so we're going to go to Matthew 25, 14 through 30 this morning, and we're going to talk about the example of what God is telling us about stewardship. Are you ready?
Yes. The parable parable of talents. 14. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and entrusted his goods to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his ability. And immediately he took his journey. He who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made them another 5 talents. So also he who received 2 gained another 2. But he who had received 1 went and dug in the ground and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants came, settled accounts with them. He who had received 5 talents came and brought the other 5 talents, saying, Master, you entrusted to me 5 talents. Look what I have gained, 5 talents more. His master said to him, Well done, you good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler of many things. Enter the joy of your master. He who had received 2 talents also came and said, Master, you entrusted me with 2 talents. See, I have gained 2 more talents besides them. His master said to him, Well done, you good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter the joy of your master. Then he who had received the 1 talent came and said, Master, I knew that you are a hard man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you did not win them. So I was afraid, went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours. His master answered, You wicked, unlawful servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not winnowed. Then you ought to have given my money to the bankers, and at coming I should have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. For everyone who has will more be given, and he will have an abundance. But from him who has nothing, even he has will be taken. What he has will be taken away. And throw the unprofitable servant in utter darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Now, that's pretty simple. That's long, but it's so much depth in that.
Yes.
Because how many times do we do that? You know, we're just like the man with the 1.
Mm-hmm.
That's why when I tell people a lot of times, you may have something in your hand, but if you don't open your hand and let nothing out, then nothing can come in.
Yes.
That is the simplicity
yes.
of it.
Uh-huh.
So God gives us all of these things
mm-hmm.
that mm-hmm. we think they're theirs, but they're really his.
Mm-hmm.
Who is our Lord, right?
Yes.
And the talents that he gives us and
yes.
abilities, he gives it to us according to our ability. You know
mm-hmm.
what the word said in the very beginning
yes,
when you were reading that? So he knows what you are able to do because he give it to you
mm-hmm.
to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you don't do it, and then the man, the last one with the 1 talent, he trying to think for God.
Mm-hmm.
How many times we do that, America?
Yeah.
Yeah. We trying to think, well, you know what? God is not going to be. If I do that, instead of being a, you know, saying, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, here's the guy we heard that had 5 and made
yes.
5 more. So he doubled
mm-hmm.
the profit of his Lord.
That's right.
That's what God is wanting us to do.
That's
or
right.
even the 2. That is your measure.
Mm-hmm.
Every man is dealt the measure.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the same measure, but it's the measure.
Mm-hmm.
And it's according to the ability.
That's
so
right.
he had the ability to bring 5 more. That's why he got 5. See, God already knew that's why he gave the man the 1.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
Because I'm a hope and pray that he's going to do this.
And
according
then,
to his 1.
That's right.
And he didn't.
He didn't.
And then he had the audacity to go hide it.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. And thinking he's doing something for God?
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious? Mm-hmm. So now he over in that place in the darkness of the
yes.
gnashing of teeth.
That's right.
And
that's right.
I'm not trying to get there. So
mm-hmm.
I just encourage
yes.
you, America,
right.
to understand what God
yes.
is telling you
right.
about your stewardship, right?
That's right?
And not allow yourself to go into that place of darkness and slothfulness
that's
and
right.
not getting a return on the profitable things that you're able to do.
That's right.
And that is the word of God. And I know it took a minute to read that, and I'm going to encourage you guys to write these scriptures down and go back and resonate on them. Actually, go back and listen to the show again, America, and hear what God is saying to you, because I promise you, every time I read this word,
every time, you're going to get a different understanding.
Totally. A different revelation.
Revelation, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
You're like, oh my God.
Yeah. And I
so
love.
You want to read it again.
And this is the part that I love, and we're going to come back and elaborate on thy good and faithful servant.
Woo.
Who don't want to hear that? Oh, don't y'all want to hear God say that?
Yes.
America, we'll be right back to talk about all of that. We'll be back. Audience, so we just talked about. Yes, God, we just thank God for them, and it gets greater and greater. And I just thank God for the pillaring that they give us in our ways. And we're trying to make some right, straight ways, okay, for them. And we will, you know, in God's time,
right?
And we will. But we want to just really touch base on the meat of the conclusion of this word and just thank God for giving us a new mindset today. And I love the teaching and the depth of the parables and how we are all administrating everything that we have been given, including our time, including our money, our abilities, our information. What are you doing with your information? You know, relationships and authority. What are you doing with your authority? Are you stewarding that? Because we have to be able to do that, including our bodies and our minds. We have to take care of our bodies so that we can really, you know, the Lord can use us. You know, because he can't use us if we are reckless in taking care of ourselves, you know. But the basic principle of the conclusion of this word today is the principle of reward. That's amazing. That's beautiful because in Colossians 3 and 25, he talks to us about the reward. And he tells us that the fullest reward is the kingdom's reward. Okay? That's it right there because we love being here on this earth. But the big picture is eternal. Okay, that eternal life, and that is where God will be going to live forever. He's really trying to teach us on this earth how to obtain that kingdom life, you know, and how to really be able to go there and be there, you know, because I don't want to get there and be like, look, 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 look now. I'm just not trying to do that, you know, because he got busy trying not to maintain that, you know. So that's when we do the master's will with the master's resource. Because he gives us the resources in this life and mostly in the next one, which we all long to hear the master say, what he said in Matthew 25:21. Well done. Okay? Yes. He says that to us because as Christians, we need to embrace the larger biblical view, America. It's a bigger view for us than just, you know, saying, well, you know, I got my house, I got my car, I got my church, I got this, I got my money, I got this. But what are you really doing with it? You know, we really have to understand this. And that is what this topic is about. Because like you always say, Laura, the faithful stewards are here to glorify the Father and to serve the common good, to further his kingdom, you know, and that's what it's all about. And I tell you, that's why I always say that salvation is free. Christ paid the price for us, for it to be free. So ultimately, it was not free. Because he went to the cross for us to have it. So it was actually painful. You know, it really was. So for us, but ministry is very expensive. For us to be able to flow on the airwaves, it costs money. For us to even be here, it costs money when people show up at churches. Because when you go to the church, you got electric bills, you got water, you got to pay mortgages on the church. I mean, it's real. I don't understand why people don't really understand that because they just want to limit what they give God. You know,
Hold on to it.
And we have to go above and beyond for the kingdom cause. But it really all starts with the mind. And when you really know that and you become sold out.
And when you know who you are.
Okay.
Most high God,
come on now.
You're not going to hold on to nothing.
You know. You're going to
give it all.
Because you want him to have it.
Yeah, that's right.
And not only just him, but you're the people of God.
Yes.
You want to bless them.
That's right.
And you want to be that example of who we're called to be in this time. Because it's perilous times today.
Yes.
And people are turning on people.
Yes.
Everything about the word will be fulfilled.
Yes.
God says that his word will never return.
Yes.
Ever. Yeah. And he is warning us. He's talking to us. And I'm going to resonate on that Matthew 25 this week about them talents and how to stay out of the place of being the one and be one of the I'm not even going to settle for the two. I'm going to be the man of the
five. I want the five and ten. You know,
you can make it a ten. Lord, you can make it a ten, girl. You can be the ten color, girl. Yes, but you do that though.
But
you really do. You do it already. You really do it. I'm a living witness that you do that. So we to talk about it. We're in about it. We're walking it out, you know, and we're trying to teach people, or just be an example to the world that we are kingdom people.
Yeah.
You know, we have kingdom mindset.
And everybody has something to give. Yeah. You know, the talent.
Yeah. And it doesn't have to be money.
No.
It could be your time and your love. That's the most valuable thing. That's what the word of God says in Corinthians. That love is the greatest of all.
Yes.
It will break any yoke.
Yes.
It will pay a bill.
Yeah.
It will do whatever you need to do, America.
Right.
It really will, you know. And when you go and flow in the spirit of love, I'm telling you, you are and the people that you're connected to. It's all about who we're connected to.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And how we represent.
Yes.
and as ambassadors.
Yes.
You know, now that says a lot.
We're just pilgrims passing through.
Yeah, we are. We are, and we want to be a light in such a dark time.
You know,
so stewarding is really important. It's one of the most main components that we live, and we have to really know the depth of that and not take it lightly. And I really believe that, you know, this is the clarion call to really draw the real fullness to people's minds and hearts about what God is calling us to do in this season. This is the year of Jubilee for the men and women of God, and we have to really come up in this place and walk it out, you know, and you know, really, we're responsible to show other people
how to
walk it out. That's
and
the,
you don't want to
you know,
miss out. You're going to miss out.
Yeah.
You don't want to miss out,
okay?
Right?
Okay. And that's true. So, America, we just thank you for listening to us today.
Thank you. We love
you. Okay, we really do, and I want you to know that feel free to call us anytime. Feel free to call us on and write us here at the Mansions on Park Road. That's 2700 West Park Road Drive. That's Pantego, Texas, hashtag Arlington, at 76013. And we will, you know, because a lot of people don't like to call, you know, so feel free to write. If it's something you want to talk about, we will take the time to, you know, to write
That's
you
right.
back and talk about those things that are truly on your heart. So until next week, when we meet again, we don't know what in store, because God always has something brand new for a new week, new day, and a new way. Okay?
Yes. Have a blessed week.
Yes. And we're going to find out, and we're going to say once again, today is
the
day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Until next week. See you next week, America. Goodbye.
Adios.